ויעשה מן ריש ממה סיף גימל. We had learned in סיף אלף the ideal situation which is muta when the yid and the goy make a shutfus together, they should make up the shutfuses for 5 days of the week, the shutfim, and Shabbos, the whole asik belongs to the goy. Sunday belongs to the yid, and then there's no problem. If there was no hasnoah, so then it looked like even though the goy will work Shabbos and the yid will work Sunday, but it seems that since theoretically they became shutfim and there's a mutual obligation on each one of them to work, so the goy who is working on Shabbos is working b'shliches ha-Yisrael, and the yid that's working on Sunday, so he's working b'shliches ha-Goy. So it comes out the work on Shabbos was done through the goy for the yid. That's why this is also. God, he brings down over here from the Marsham that if the Tchilas Ha'isik was not with this Tnai, no, even later, the another case, Imhoye Yisrael Betchile Bailem Levadoi. The Yid was an owner himself, and later he wants to take a Goya Shutif, and he makes this Shutvis. So it's also not so poshut if this is mutav. But let's go back now to our case that we had a Shutvis that started off not properly. So after Sif Gimel, Heiche Shaloi Hisno Betchile. They made the shutfis, they have to work the shutfis, and then the guy is working Shabbos and he's working Sunday, which is also because it looks like the guy is working for the yid in Shabbos. Yesh tikkun. So one can be misakin, one can fix up this asik. And how is this done? Sheyachzer hamoicher lohem demei hakarke. They purchased a karke b'shutfis. That was one of the cases. Yeshlem sode eitano emelchitz b'shutfis. They bought it from someone. So they go over to the person who they purchased it from, and they say they want to sell it back to him. And they sell it back to him. The moicher gives them the money they had given him. And then they'll purchase it back again. So it comes out that asik became bottle. Now it belongs to the goy. The field belongs to the goy. The merchitz belongs to the goy. And now they're going to purchase it again. But now they're purchasing it with this tenai that we should come for 5 days. Shabbos it's yours, Sunday it's mine. That's one answer. If they can go back to the person they had purchased it from. Or they should sell it now to a third person. And it's finished, it's sold. And now they'll purchase it back from the third person. V'yachzeru v'yiknu b'shutfis. V'yachnu b'shas hakniyah. So that means this asik that was done not properly, The only way to be matter it is to be mavatal the whole ASIC. We can't change it now in the middle. You bring it down from the Chazanish, so let's make now an ASIC. Look, we were shut for 7 days. Now we will decide between ourselves that it's yours for Shabbos, it's mine for Sunday. So he brings from the Chazanish, that is not permissible. If this is still a continuation of the old ASIC, people will not understand that something changed. And therefore, it is also, unless they're mevatel the previous ASIC completely by selling it back to the one who they had purchased it from, or selling it to someone else and repurchasing it from him. Vim nishkatvu bachanus v'loy hisnu, if they purchase schoire and they're selling schoire in a store, when they did not make this tonight, so they have to be mevatel the shutfis. Yachzer kol echod v'yitel chelkoi. They should be mevatel the shutfis. We purchased a schoire for $1,000, the shutfis, we should be mevatel the shutfis. You'll take your $500 worth of schoire, I'll take my $500. V'yivatlu ha-shutfis, v'achar kach, yachzeru lehishtateif. Then they can, so now they can become again shutfim. V'yasnu batchile, and now they'll make a t'nai. That means I have $500 worth of schoire, you have $500 worth of schoire. Let us become shutfim, and now they will make the t'nai properly. Vim kiblu ha-kalke lasis boi meloche b'shutfis. This is another case. That means they didn't purchase the karke. They were mekabel the karke. Someone owns the karke, and they were mekabel the karke from this person, and they're going to work b'shutfis on the karke. They're going to get, they're like arisim, and they're going to get a percentage, but they are now shutfim in this karke for all 7 days. Yivatlu hashituf. So they have to be mevatel the shituf. Exactly how this is done, I don't know. V'yimchulu zeh lo zeh. And one is meichul the others. That means all the obligations that one had made to the other, they should be meichul. V'achar kach yarzeru lishtatev v'yasnu batchila. So al kaponim, it says here, Amir de Kechaymer, that Chazal wanted that the Tchilas HaEsik should be with a Mutter de Kechutfis, we shoot him for 5 days, it's yours on Shabbos, it's mine on Sunday. And if it was not made properly, you're mevatel the whole HaEsik and start from scratch. But we can't be misakin this ASIC in the middle by will change the conditions. So it's Fafalin, or so they should sell it to another guy. That's what he says. Sheyazer hamoicha lehen. Ubachoshin mishpot isim. Shetzorich atot kinyin mechodosh lahaknais lahamoicha. It's not sufficient. The first case, when they purchased a karke from a goy. So he said, we have to be mevatel the mekach. How will mevatel the mekach? He should give back the money. He should give back the money they had given him. So that is not sufficient. They have to make a kinyan He has to make a kinyan to sell it back to the guy, a proper kinyan in Chayshin Mishpat. B'Chayshin Mishpat isi shetzoich ato kinyan meichodosh lahaknis lamoicha v'loisagi bozeh sheyarze loyadomim v'hashtar mechirev. That means it is not sufficient. They bought it from the guy. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, "Sheyarzru hamoicha lehem demei akarke." They'll give them back. Or you have to make ma'ase kinyonim. You have to make a new ma'ase kinyon that he gives them back the domim and they make a shtar. It's not sufficient. He gives them back the domim and they return the shtar mechira. You have to make now a new ma'ase kinyan that they're makne to him the karke. V'ayin shomsim in kuf neites v'kuf sadik tal v'yin kinyan o'ene Yehudi. How one can make a proper kinyan, that means that they have to sell it back to the goy, not just give him back the shtar he gave them, to sell it back to the goy. And then they can repurchase it from the goy. There's a big problem. They didn't do it. We were stuck. That means the Mechaber saying in order to have this heter, then the only way to should be a mutter de kishutves, there has to be a mutter de kishutves. Only when the shutvis became, they were only shutvim for 5 days, and it belongs to the guy, and Shabbos belongs to the Yidan Tzani. That's the only way it's mutter. If it was not done that way, they can't make between themselves now. That's right. That's right. You have to be mevatel this shutvis and make a new shutvis, which is amir de kechayma. What? No. The in is
not on the void. Look, what I kept thinking about is this is going to start looking like the same sort of fashion people have about selling home to paste. That you're going to be selling the business back to the guy on Friday and Sunday, hopefully by the fact. But if you only have to be with the old one,
it was only purchased this siphon.
There's a circumstance of the whole thing.
Now, we're going to have a very difficult remark. V'im yirtze lahaskir la'eni Yehudi. They didn't do this. They had made a shutvis. That was the shutvis. The shutvis was that they bought it for 7 days, and the guy worked Shabbos, he worked Sunday, which is also. That was also. So now, we're just going to, so the remark says, V'im yirtze lahaskir la'eni Yehudi chelkoi b'Shabbos. All of a sudden, the remote comes now with two tremendous coolers. If he wants to, that means the field belongs to us. And so if he wants to rent out the field to the goy, and chelkoi b'Shabbos, that means he's going to rent out the field to the goy on Shabbos. So it's your field now, you rent it, I'll take rental from you. And now you'll work on the field the whole Shabbos, I rented it to you. Case number one. Oy l'sochroi b'kiboylis, or he's going to make up with the goy that a kablonis, the kablonis is that he makes up with the guy, if you make a certain amount of money on Shabbos, you get a certain percentage. Shori, uchamoyshin is boil el, soib simen reishim emdal ben yemeches, umadbeye de shori, bechoshken kan de shori im shutvis aine Yehudi. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll see this is a very, very difficult remark. V'im yirtze, ayin b'mogin Avrom v'tas. שנתקשו בוזה מועיד נשאר ציני בנזדם וגוין אוסו. Does not understand this remark. The lomer yiyeh mutter. These two aces of kablonis, or that he says, or whatever, if you make a certain amount, you'll get a percentage. Or I'm renting out to you the field on Shabbos. So you're working on your field Shabbos. The lomer yiyeh mutter. Ve'enei doime l'simen reish mem dalet. Now, the Ramo brought down Amar Ramo came. Chmoishen is by la'el soiv simen reish mem dalet linyin merches umadbeye d'shori. Now, over there we had a halacha. Let's just refresh our memory. We had a halacha in simen reish mem dalet as follows. That a yid acquired, he bought from the Tsar the meches, the tolls from a whole week. And if no one will be there to collect the tolls on Shabbos, it's a hefsid mehubit. And the Odom is bohu al mamoine. It's a very big hefsid. It's a hefsid mehubit. And Adam bohu al mamaynai. So, because of this, Chazal bent backwards and were matter a few asurim. They said kibaylis is mutter or schiris is mutter. They said that he's allowed to rent out the meches to the goy on Shabbos. That means it's his meches, but he's selling it, renting it to the goy. Whatever the goy takes will be his on Shabbos. Or he gives him a percentage, kablonis. That means if you make X amount, so you get a certain percentage. So he's doing it for himself. Being matter this, we were matter a lot of Yisurim. First of all, there's a Maris Hayin, which is a tremendous problem. So for a Hefsid Merube, we were matter the Maris Hayin. It's a tremendous Hefsid. So the matter the Maris, this Meches, it was a Hefsid Merube, the were matter the Maris Hayin. There's a second problem. This is, the goy is working for him only on Shabbos, which is also never permissible. And it's mefulsem that this is the malacha of the yid. It's like he's doing it in his house. Everything became mutter because Odom bohu al mamaynoi and to a matter these in Yonim. Here, not necessarily are we speaking about, we have the same conditions. We don't have a hefsid merubah over here. Could be mevatel the shutvis. There's aches over here. You have to, if you could be mevatel the shutvis, you can't be mevatel the shutvis. But here's Tamazai for the Ramah to say this halacha, if you want, there's an Eitzah, you know, there's an Eitzah. You can rent out the karka to the goy and they'll work on it on Shabbos and, or kiboyles. So, Aino Mognavlom Vitashen Iskashu Bezem Oid, the Lome Yiyah Mutter. They were matter, a tremendous hefsid moment. So that was the key of the heter. Here we're talking about who says there's such a tremendous hefsid. I mean, we didn't give any of these conditions. Meches was such a case. So this is a tremendous problem. The Tirus HaMogen Avrom b'Maskon. So the Mogen Avrom, he says, we have to learn this Rama with a grain of salt. We're not being matter to the het over here is not such a big heta. Baruch Ha'iri, Shemaskir loy es chelkoi b'Shabbos b'Havlo. That means like this. We have a field that belongs to both of them, and he's renting it out. We have it to a terem, a heter of Shiris and a heter of Kablona. So let's learn each at a time. In the case of Shiris, he's renting out to him, that I'm renting out, it's our field. It's our field, so I have a chelik in the field. So my chelik I'm renting out to you. So we'll rent it out for Shabbos alone. So that's Chal Shabbos. So you're not allowed to rent it for that. I'm not allowed to get serious for a rental on Shabbos alone. Shemaskilo yeshelkei b'Shabbos b'havlo. No, we're not renting it only for Shabbos. Dahainu shemaskiloi kol yemei ha-shabosei sheloi. We're renting to you all the shabosois im shnayim u'shloisha yomim mimei ha-chil. I don't know if this means each week or in the year, we're renting out also 2 or 3 days of yemei ha-chil. It is not, I'm renting out this field to you for Shabbos plus Yemei Achil. So the su lekekan mishum schar Shabbos. So there's no schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos is if I'm receiving a rental for Shabbos, so then that's schar Shabbos. And schar Shabbos is also ba'no. We'll see later in the seif of this simin. It's not, but Chal Shabbos Pavlo, I'm not only renting it to you for Shabbos, I'm renting it to you for Shabbos plus Yemei Achil, and you're going to pay me the rent for Shabbos plus Yemei Achil. So this is Chal Shabbos Pavlo, and this is Mutter. So this is not a Chiddush, this is Poshet. We'll see soon what the Kiddush is. Uma dishori b'kiboyles, and that it was matter b'kablonis, that kablonis is that you make a certain amount of money, you'll get a percentage of this. So it's called he's doing it for himself. Adaita denav shekobit. Mayri Gamkein Shloyichid Loy Shabbos Bakabrilis. That means like this, Kavlonis on Shabbos is also. That I'm going to tell you that you do this on Shabbos only for Shabbos, Kavlonis for Shabbos is also. Unless over there was Mutter Mahabsid Merubah. No, it's not on Shabbos. I'm telling you. Elo Bistomeh. So Bistomeh means I come over to the Goy. You know, we should win, but I'll tell you like this. In this, any day you want to take over the business and you're going to make, normally we make, let's say, $100 a day. We should win, I work, you work. If you're going to make $150, you can keep $100. Whenever you want to do it, you can do it. I'm Dr. Shabbos. You can do whatever you want. So Mameo, this is not the Goy on Tuesday can tap the Yid on the shoulder. No, I want to take over today. I'll take over. If I make $150, I get $100. Fine. He does this on Tuesday. He can do it on Shabbos. And so since the Kabbalonis is not Meyuchet for Shabbos, so whatever you want to do, you can do it. And he's doing it Adaita Denamshe. It's Mutter. So Mameo, this whole Chiddush, what the Rama said, all of a sudden, there's no Chiddush. That means it was not just Chashavis Bablo Shkayach. Chashavis Bablo is Mutter. This Kabbalonis is also Mutter. I didn't say you should do it. Kabbalonis for Shabbos is also. You should do this only for Shabbos. Whenever you want to do it, whenever you feel you want to work the whole day, I'll make a deal with you. I'll go make medrash. You go learn. You go work and I'll give you a percentage of whatever. You make $150 and get $100. Yeah. So what is the Rambam telling us? So these things are dvarim mutarim. This is not the heter of meches. Meches was Achman and Aslan. There was a hefsed merube in Adam Bolam Amoynei, and then in tying for Shabbos, and then it's a shrek. The Rama is speaking about something else. That means this deal that we made, is not everyone knows about this deal. I made a deal with you, the Kabbalonis, that whenever you work, you make $150, you'll take $100. People don't know about this. People pass by, see this. We know one thing. We know this karka belongs to both of them. We know the karka belongs to both. And we see the guy working on Shabbos. So, and there never was an opmach in the beginning. Shabbos is yours, Sunday it's mine. It wasn't like that. If Shabbos, you work Shabbos, I work Sunday. She's working for you, you're working for me. That's the Marisayin over here. That's what it looks like. So the parents is, since we know that this goy is a shutev, so memele a shutev. Things can be done by one of the shutevim, by the goyim, and we won't say that he's doing it for the yid, and he's a shutev. He's a goyish shutev. Umashe kosav kemoishin is boil, so good. Rabbanosai kemoisham deleichoshishul marisayin. There they weren't chayish for marisayin because they bent backwards. Vachoshkein ocher deleke marisayin klal. Kivin shehu b'shukta simeini yehudi. So the Sharet Zion says that's what the Achreinim say, but it's really a very big doichik because the Ramah is giving a maramokim, just like over there we were matter, there was marasayim, but we were matter because hefsed merube. So here there's no marasayim. So what's the matter? So please, so what's he have to give a marshal when there's no marasayim? So then Sharet Zion, he says it's a doichik. Wuksas dochuk is mean. But the Ramo gave him a Ramokim. Anyway, Bechein atas masik ledina deine mutter beze ele bablo. Fine, we cannot learn the Ramo kipshutai. Afal piken, now, okay, so we have here, it's bablo, and it's bekiboyles, so we matter all the main isurim we were matter. Afal piken, Basic. One more thing, they shouldn't speak about in Shabbos. They shouldn't speak about Isaac. Finally, they're telling you that he's not allowed to talk to the guy. Now, this is, he's going over to a goy, he's giving the goy money, and he's telling to the goy, you invest the money, you do business with the money. Finished. Va'af al-pi she'eni, that's what he told them, you do business, and we'll split the rebohim. ואף על פי שאין יהודי נויסי ונויסים בהם בשבס. Even though the guy takes this money and he does business on Shabbos, Cholik imoy kol aschal b'shabbos, so they can divide up the profits equally. Mivnei she'ein meloche zu muteles al Yisroel la'asoyso, she'noimar she'ein yehudi oise shlichusoy, v'chein eisik nikir mimihu. That means the whole problem we had by our shutvis was that a goy and a yid were shut, and both have to work on the field. So then when the goy is working on Shabbos, the yid is working on Sunday, so it looks like a goy works for the yid is working for the goy. So that is a problem. In this case over here, the goy is the worker. He gave the guy money to invest the money. He doesn't have to work. His chelik of the shutvis was he gave the money, you do the work. And we shutvim in that, number one. So the guy isn't working for me because I never had to work. There was no agreement mitzad the shutvis that I have to work also. You work and I gave you the money, number one. Number two, that I gave you the money, it's no one knows I gave you the money. So there's no problem b'chlal that v'chein ha'esek niker mimi hu. Yeah, now let us just see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah tazayin. Mimnei she'en shimoyo muteles olof. But if he had to work also with the money, that was the upmach, he works one day with awesome idina, commercial cross of a sifala, shame lay his nesh also. Shenaymal, and what's the yudain? The yudain is, it's all the shenaymal, shen yudi oise shlichusai, mishamazik is char shabbos leke. That means he can make business at the rehu bablo. That means he's investing the money Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and he gives him a profit. He ends up with a profit, what he got from his investments on different days of the week. No one knows b'chlal who this money belongs to. It's only the mishumar asayin sheyem rabriyis shein yudi schirehu. People will say he hired the guy to work for him. So just like who leke gan kein, the haloi ein ha'esek niker shel mihu. That means the problem we had of people will say it's chiroi, that's what we're speaking about. There was a melchitz, there was a soda. We know this was the yid soda, the yid's melchitz. The goy is working on it. So now we have to know that he went to the goy, is the goy oris, is it shir to be an oris, is it not shir to be an oris? So we had a lot of problems that started because we knew that this is Nikro Shmoy Olam, this is the Yid Melchitz, and the guy is working the Yid Melchitz. So now we have to know what is Pshat in this Asik. But over here, no one knows it's the Yid gave him money. Everyone know that this is the Yid's money. Nikro Shem Yisrael, Hayosa, Kumay Shekosam, Simeresh Mengimel, Sivalo, Gabi Melchitz, Ayin Sham. In Mikol Mokim, Ein kol ze ein emuta el kshalayoy meleni yudi shisasin ben b'shabbos. This is also to tell the goy to invest it on Shabbos. That means he told them invest the money. Now what the goy does, he does whatever he wants to do. He feels he wants to invest it on Shabbos, invest it on Shabbos. But if he'll tell the goy, listen, there's a good deal going on Shabbos. I want you to invest the money on Shabbos. That's also to tell him to do it on Shabbos. That's also. Elo shen yehudi ba'atzmei yisakein. Chamei shekosav kein zeh b'sifei. Now, אבל בדף כל סדר בו, בדף כי בחי גבנה, שאין יהודי נויסי בנויסים לחודי מהמויס, אבל אם כל אחד עסק ביימוי, but if both gave money and both are investing, וישראל צריך להצג נגד מה שעוסק אין יהודי בשבס, then will be the same thing. He works one day, he works the other day, the guy is working Shabbos, he's working Sunday. Also, also then will be also, and then also in lo she's saying maybe that kind of shouldn't start to be much and I'll be see follow unless we'll have this night see hey mutter the Israelite and Schreuder when the Yehudi linker now a different case he gave them wallets to sell he gave them 200 wallets you sell the wallets in kotzavs lo ischav that means you sell 10 wallets, you get $5. So, my mele, ubulvad, shaloyoy meloy mechir b'Shabbos. He shouldn't tell him to sell the wallets on Shabbos. Again, I'm giving you schoire. No one knows that this is my schoire. You're selling it. I'm not telling you to sell on Shabbos. You want to sell on Shabbos, that's your isik. And you're not doing it for me. It's a daita dinamshe. Im kotzos lo yischa. That's kablonis. That means you sell 10 wallets, you get $5. So if he's going to work on Shabbos, because he wants to get $5. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Those amrinen, adayte denamshi ovid, ve'enoi kishluchai. Then he's not a shliach. Ubovad. Vim yoim hashuk hu b'Shabbos, if the market day is Shabbos, he's giving him wallets to sell. The only day you sell the wallets is when in the market day. Afilu b'stoma osa, b'aviki lo omam, l'choy li b'Shabbos, achoynim, b'kama simin shinkayif. Now, zot d'machaba v'ayta. Tano, this is a very interesting halacha. Tano shelakochai Yisrael mashkin me'eni Yehudi. Now, let's talk about, let's try to elaborate what the case is over here. A goy borrowed $500 from a yid. Right? And the yid wanted to be secure with the chayiv. He owes him $500. Now, this guy by profession is a baker, so he took the tano as a mashkin. The tano is a mashkin for the chayiv. I lent you $500, the tano is a mashkin. But now we'll see, it's speaking about, but the guy came over, it seems like this. The tano theoretically is security for the chayiv, but the yid didn't bring the tana into his house. He has nothing but to do with this tana. So the tana is still b'shus ha'akum. Halachically, it belongs to the goy, not mishumah to the yid. But b'emesim, it's the goy's tana. But this is security for, there's a shibud on this tana, and this is security for the goy. If you won't be able to live, I'll be able to be goy from the tana. But the tana is still in the goy's house, and it's security for the goy. Now,
as if he's allowed to use
it. Well, the goy's allowed to use it. One thing the goy's allowed to use it also, yet. The kibul all of ha'ini yehudi. So the goy made such a cheshmen. Shema sheyale schar hatano. So the goy made up an agreement as follows, that listen, really it's a security for the choy. So I'm going to pay you rent. When I'm going to use this tano, I'm going to pay you rent for the tano. I'm going to pay you rent for the tano. V'kibo olav ha'ini yehudi, Shema sheyales char hatano, yiten li Yisrael beribis moisov. Now, really, I think it's beribis moisov because between you and me, he doesn't really owe him this chizus because it's his tano. But this is a ribis azar. That means you lent me enough. So mamelu, this is beribis moisov. She's going to pay him the rent of ribis. Should be worthwhile for you. Now, the goy works on Shabbos with this tano, and he's paying him the rent. Muta liter schar Shabbos. Now he's paying him the rent for the usage of the tano on Shabbos, which l'choire there should be a shayla of schar Shabbos, but there's no shayla of schar Shabbos because schar Shabbos means if he's paying me for my thing. Here, it's not my thing, it's his thing. So really, he doesn't owe me schiris. He's paying me, this is the limits for the choy. But that's how we stoned out that was the ethic. The ethic is that you're going to pay me the rent. Now, mutalitel schar Shabbos, levi shohu b'shus ha'eni yudi. Because it's really the goy. It's not that he's paying, I'm paying you. It would be the yiktano, and he's paying him for the use of the yiktano. So that's called schar Shabbos, which is bitter, which is also. But here it's really the goy tano. That's the lotion of the Shulchan Aruch Rabbi. Tibol over Nochi Shema Shiala Schar Atana Yitin Kulei Yisrael. Yeah. Ve'ein Li Yisrael Chelik Boi El Shibud Ba'omer. Fine. He only the Shibud, so it's not his. Lefi Shibud Shus Eini Yehudi. Ve'ein Li Yisrael Chelik Boi. So it's not called Schar Shabbos. Now, he's working in the Tano on Shabbos. The goy. The gan ain't a Yisrael Aymolay last week be Shabbos. I didn't tell you to make on Shabbos. The Yehudi ki kotor benavshitoch lekaim tnoi. He owes him money. He owes him. So he's working on Shabbos that he should accumulate money to pay up the yid. But there's no, here there's no shayla whatsoever. Now let us just see mutalito. Ainu afilu shaloi bahavlo. This is afilu without havlo. Then it's that means afilu will only rent it for Shabbos. It's also muti. You don't need a hetav havlo because it's not schar Shabbos because it's not the yeast. Then tzorich lahasnes klum. You don't have to make any tnoim. The working that he's doing, there's no shutvis over here. The working that he's working is working because he wants to work. He wants to pay up the chayim, the schiris that he owes to the yid. So there's no shayla of the working and there's no shayla of the schiris.